I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
SportstownChicago.com. Lombard. Part of the Be On Air Network and available on the TuneIn app.
Hell yeah.
Broadcast home for your Windy City Bulls and the Chicago Dogs. We're in a league of our own. Now, here's your SportstownChicago.com scoreboard update.
I'm Brandon with your SportstownChicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to beonair.com. P.S. Suter scored a hat trick yesterday for his first three career NHL goals as Blackhawks beat the Red Wings for the second straight game. Here's what head coach Jeremy Colliton had to say after the game.
Very solid professional approach, I thought, and we were rewarded for it. So obviously really happy for Suter to, you know, it's a big night for him and helped our team, of course. But a lot of positives for us, recognizing that we got to keep getting better. We certainly can't be satisfied with this performance, but for today, we can be happy.
Blackhawks play the Predators tomorrow night at 7. Bulls play the Celtics tonight at 8, and we're scheduled to play the Grizzlies on Wednesday, but that game has been postponed, the fifth straight game postponed for Memphis due to COVID. NFL Conference Championships. Tampa Bay beat Green Bay 31-26 as Tampa becomes the first team ever to make the Super Bowl the same year they're hosting it. And Kansas City knocked off Buffalo 38-24, giving the Chiefs a chance to repeat as Super Bowl champions. PGA Siwoo Kim won the American Express title, his third career PGA Tour win. And college basketball, Illinois State lost to Valparaiso 70-66. Loyola Chicago beat Bradley 69-56. They play each other again tonight at 6. Also tonight at 6, Southern Illinois takes on Indiana State. And number 10 Texas Tech plays number 11 West Virginia at 8. This has been your SportstownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to beonair.com.
Blow the whistle! Blow the whistle! Blow the whistle!
Good evening, everyone.
Evening?
Yes.
Afternoon.
Whatever. Whatever you want to call
man,
it.
Why are you trying to make my day go faster than it actually is, man? Stop it!
Calling him out. We just started the show.
Come on.
Evening.
This is Blow the Whistle, and you got Tyler Buterbaugh,
Brandon Januska,
and David Dykstra.
And boy, do we got a show for you guys today. Let's light this match.
They give it to Hartman again on the end around, and he can turn on those afterburners. Look out. Inside the 40. There's the fake cross. Able to get away and find Hill at the 35-30. It's Hill getting around. White and zigging and sagging instead. Across the middle to Hill. Brady and I broke down. Look at him go.
Brady throws end zone. He's got Evans for the touchdown. Brady slides. He's going for Godwin downfield. And a juggle and a catch. Fournette stutter steps and now is able to bounce. What a move, a spin, and touchdown! Brady goes for the deep shot. He's got a touchdown! Scotty Miller! The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady are going to Super Bowl 55.
That is right. That was Joe Buck and Troy Aikman on the NFC Championship, and then Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the AFC Championship. Those were some really good games.
My opinion, that Chiefs game was over by halftime. I had my hope
in the first quarter.
They looked good. They were driving the ball, but then all of a sudden it's let's drive down the field and just stall out. Yeah. And you're not going to beat Kansas City kicking field goals.
You know how I've been rooting for the Bills this entire postseason. So that hurt me.
Deep. Young team.
Oh, yes.
They definitely have a promising future ahead of them. Josh Allen, 24, I believe, coming into this game. And, yeah, they've got a young core. They've got a lot to look forward to out in Buffalo.
I just hope it doesn't turn into the whole Tom Brady, Michael Jordan effect for that poor kid, Josh Allen, where he makes it to the NFC or the AFC championship all the time. and just loses and loses.
Mahomes every year.
It's Mahomes every year, which I'm sure they're going to have years where it's not that. So, but
no, after time, I feel like once the Bills just gather together and just fix up what little things they need to fix up, they can contend. Well, they already can't contend with KC, but they can make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I on any given Sunday. Any given Sunday is, I love that statement. But can we just talk about Tariq Hill for a second? Good night.
Cheetah.
Yeah, if you can't catch him, you can't cover him, and that's really all it was. There was a play, I think a 71-yard play, I believe it was, and he started on the left side of the field, ended up catching it near the numbers on the right, and ended up getting tackled out of bounds back on the left. He ran the width of the field three times.
Completely turned around the defender that was on him.
Yeah.
Like, did a complete 360, and I was just like, good night. That's ridiculous.
It was very satisfying though to just see him just casually just breeze by all the Bills defenders. Can't touch this guy. You can't touch him.
Oh, he had another gear, an absolute other gear than anyone else on that field had.
I saw a thing that his top speed he reached on that play was like 20.64 miles per hour.
Well, that's still not DK Metcalf numbers.
No,
jeez,
I know.
What's your problem, Tariq? God.
You're too slow.
Yeah, but that wasn't a straight sprint either. That was him weaving in and out of defenders. Yeah.
That is true.
So just a consistent 20 miles an hour zigzagging off of the field.
Yeah, exactly.
And scary. Just the cherry on that Sunday that is the Kansas City Chiefs. Okay, we got Tariq Hill covered. Oh, wait. We've got somebody else we need to worry about.
Yeah, Travis Kelce. And not only did he was obviously an impact in the game, he tied the record for most receptions by a tight end in a conference championship with 13 receptions.
I was listening to some show and the over-under was like 4 catches, and I was like, that was done by the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow. That's ridiculous. He's a specimen amongst himself too. That guy's ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
And as long as those guys are healthy and on that team with Mahomes, that team is always going to be a contender.
Oh yeah.
Well, and let's not even talk about the fact that their best running back really didn't play all that much yesterday. And if he's good to go for the Super Bowl, jeez,
it will definitely be interesting. They're going to be interesting to watch in the Super Bowl. Up against Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Tampa Bay and Green Bay.
I just have to say one thing. Can everybody shut up about the conversation about whether it was Bill Belichick's system or it was Tom Brady? It was freaking Tom Brady.
Without a doubt.
And end of story. Cut and dry. Where are the Patriots this year? Oh, that's right. They didn't even make the playoffs.
They're sitting on the couch watching playoffs.
Yeah, Tom Brady, if not only that conversation, but also just for being the GOAT. I think he's kind of solidified his place at the top of the quarterback list.
I would have argued Terry Bradshaw. If you're talking elite quarterbacks, Super Bowl quarterbacks, the conversation is Montana and Bradshaw. Just for a Super Bowl aspect. But Brady has completely and utterly blown them out of the water.
Just the fact that he can come into a new conference, new team and everything, and make it to the Super Bowl in his first year. Me and Brandon were saying this. He's got as many NFC championship wins in his first year as Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees.
It's ridiculous. And this is the thing. He went into the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field and put it on them in that first half.
That's what surprised me the most, because I was thinking that with that Green Bay cold weather, that Green Bay would easily have that advantage. But that didn't seem to bother the Florida boys.
Brady didn't get cold until the second half. He admitted that he was starting to feel it a little bit in the second half.
He's a robot.
Now let's just take a second. What a year it's been for Tampa Bay, just in sports.
I heard that today, yeah. Too. Oh,
Tampa
my gosh.
Bay. So 2020-21. In 2020, the Tampa Bay Lightning win the Stanley Cup. the Tampa Bay Rays make it to the World Series. They didn't win it, but they made it to the World Series. And now the Bucs are heading to the Super Bowl.
What are they feeding them in Florida?
It's been out in Tampa Bay.
And then it got brought up that guess what NBA team's playing in Tampa because of the COVID situation? Toronto.
So oh, yeah.
Everybody's going, Toronto's going to the NBA Finals.
what a year it has been for that city.
But that being said, Leonard Fournette on that run looked like Leonard Fournette from LSU.
Dude, I rewatched that highlight today.
With the spin move. Just breaking tackles ridiculous. All the way down.
Oh, a little Chris Berman there. I like it. Yeah, that was a ridiculous. And then I'm going to bring one thing up. And I'm putting this loss, and you guys are going to love this. I'm putting this loss on Aaron Rodgers. Straight up. You know why?
Let's hear
why.
There was a play that if you looked at the replay, I actually watched it as it was happening, and I was literally, because I picked the Packers. Good for you boys. You Bears fans.
Hey, I said it'd be the defense. Breaking through three picks, it was the defense.
Oh, yeah.
There was a play. They were third and goal, and it opened up, and if he had tucked and run, it was a touchdown.
Yeah, if he takes it to the corner, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
If he tucks and runs, it's a touchdown, and all they need is a two-point conversion to tie it up at that point, I think it was.
Yes, that was in the fourth quarter.
But, nope, let me rely on my cannon of an arm and try and fit it into this little... Oh, I was literally yelling at the TV. It made me so mad.
Well, what about the amount of dropped passes? Did you guys see in this game?
I think that had a little bit to do with the cold weather.
Tampa Bay coming in and definitely cold hands. It's harder to catch. The football feels like a brick. But
it was just.
I will say one of my favorite moments though was Aikman talking about how Godwin was struggling because he's been dropping passes and had a couple bad games and he had just dropped a pass the play before, and then out of nowhere Brady just launches that one and he bobbles it and
catches
still catches
it 101.
I was like, take that, Troy.
Yeah, seriously. When I saw it live, I said, I wasn't sure if he actually caught it at first. It's like, but if he caught that, he just made up for that last drop until he dropped another.
I wasn't sure he
definitely made up for that one.
Because he kind of bobbled it a little bit, but he came down with it. But that was nice.
At the end of the day, unbelievably great. Unbelievably great game. But a couple questions coming out of the post-game conference.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers had some interesting things to say, talking about how his future is uncertain. So it's almost hinting like, is he going to be in Green Bay next year?
I know every single Bears fan right now is going, please leave, please leave, please leave. Retire.
Once he leaves, we're okay.
Yeah, retire. Go ahead.
You thought that when Favre left too. Let's not get it twisted. But I love the fact that LaFleur came out and was just like, heck yeah, I want him back. He's the MVP of the season. I'd be stupid to say I want him to go away. No, I want him back. He's the heart and soul of this team. That's a coach right there. That's a coach knowing exactly what he's got. And, yeah, maybe there were a little bit of coaching errors at the last end of that game. But in the end, Rodgers could have made a better decision. The coach could have made a better decision. Tampa Bay won the game. First team to ever go and host a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Congratulations to them. Tom Brady, you are the GOAT.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, and touching on that last-minute decision that you're talking about, do you kick the field goal? Do you go for the touchdown? Matt LaFleur came out initially and said he regretted his choice. I understand the choice. I don't agree with it. I think they should have gone for the touchdown, but I understand the choice. You're looking at, you have to, you basically, the Bucs have two chances to stop you because you have to score on fourth down, and then you have to get the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
So by kicking the field goal, now you only have to get into the end zone once. The problem was Tom Brady never gave the ball back. But I understand the thinking. Personally, I don't want to give the ball back to Tom Brady, but he had thrown three picks, so I understand the thinking.
Well, and on that initial angle of the pass interference or holding call that gave him the first
sealed
down,
the game.
That sealed the game, I was like, dude, that guy just NBA flopped all over that field. Yeah. I thought it was a total flop, and he just got But then they did that one angle, and you could just see him pull yeah. that shirt. And I was like, yeah.
It was a hold. I still think he flopped.
Oh, he flopped for sure to make it known. But
it was a hold. There was a clear grab of the jersey.
All right. Well, in that case, now we have the Super Bowl set in place. Chiefs and Bucks. We could finally give our choices on here.
No.
I want to throw it. I want to throw it. David.
Oh, well, let's tease that, man. We've got 2 weeks
you
for that.
You want to tease it?
Heck yeah. Let's tease this bad boy up.
All right. We'll tease it up.
We got two weeks before this game.
Too excited. And I already know who I'm picking. Well, we have to cut down this segment. But we told you guys Friday that if the Blackhawks can win a game,
good Lord,
we will talk about
who
them.
Knew? Who
and
knew?
And they finally got rid of that massive goose egg sitting in their
Thank you
winning column.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Beat the Reds twice over the weekend. We'll give you our takes on our on those games, and we'll tell you our opinions on the Blackhawks this season here on Blow the Whistle.
High School Sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com. We are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsOnChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. SportsOnChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in a league of our own.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach her.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies that use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It wouldn't be high school sports without the athletes, the fans, but it also wouldn't be high school sports without the officials. The IHSA is looking for officials in all sports. Officiating is a great way to stay involved with the sport you love. Above all, it's a great way to do something positive for your community. To learn how you can get involved and become a licensed IHSA official, call 309-663-6377. That's 309-663-6377. Or visit us on the web at ihsa.org. Stay
in the Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, be on air.com.
Score! First NHL goal, you Sooner! Jambar goes to his left, across, Sooner scores! His second of the period! Here comes Sooner, already has two, he shoots, he scores! A hat trick for you Sooner!
That is right, the Chicago Blackhawks. I've won 2 games over the weekend.
Brandon's over here doing his happy, happy, joy, joy dance in the corner, man. It's
That's
awesome.
Why I had to let the music play out just a little bit.
Oh, who doesn't want to sing along
Get
with
that
this?
Chelsea Dagger.
Oh, who doesn't? Yeah, who doesn't want to dance to this when they... that honestly, when they were going through all their, like, Stanley Cup
all their
run,
oh.
That's what got me hooked. I'm not even lying, dude. Chelsea Dagger got me hooked. We would literally be in the restaurant and have the playoffs on, and if they won, it was the first thing that went on the jukebox after the game was over.
I would just play it in my car. Just,
yeah, it's
like,
a great
it's just
song.
A great song. It doesn't get old. It doesn't get old.
So
yeah, well, as promised,
as Mr.
Brandon,
yeah,
the floor is yours.
I said last week, if they can win a game, then they have to earn their segment and they have to win to get it. Well, they were listening clearly because they went out and they won both games over the weekend. So they wanted to ensure that they had a segment on our show today. So thank you, Blackhawks, and congratulations. You guys are on. You guys get a segment.
That is, okay, let me ask you, is he that good?
Who's that?
The kid that got the hat trick yesterday. Is he really going to be that good?
Pia Suter, he was the Swiss League MVP last year, so he definitely has the talent. He is going to be a goal scorer. He's going to have a bright future out here. He could be a top center. He definitely could be. He can also play out on the wing.
Are you thinking possible Taze replacement or...
It's possible. I don't think they're there yet. Taze still had, if bearing a retirement potentially from his undisclosed illness that he has. But if he comes back, he was playing good hockey last year. Okay. So in the playoffs, he was one of the top players still. And just his presence, he's still the best guy on the team at faceoffs.
Okay.
If nothing else. Taze is still the top line center by far on this team.
So when the situation comes with Taves, would you have a lot of faith in this guy to take over that position?
Yeah, I think definitely a couple of years down the line. I don't think right now replacing him straight up as the top line.
Give him some time.
Is he second or third line?
He's been skating on the second line, okay. I believe, lately. Right. And because Strome's been the center for the top line.
Okay.
The first couple of games, or the most of the games so far. They have changed it up a little bit, but going into, I know the first 4 games definitely was the same lineup, just switching out the goalies. But that's the other thing. Jeremy Colleton decided to ride Kevin Lankinen. He gave up 5 goals against the Panthers, but then he decided, we'll give him a shot, home opener. He won it. Stick with the hot hand. He gave up 1 goal. He gave up a late goal in the 3rd period, and that broke up the shutout. Then he comes out and he gives up two in a 6-2 victory on Sunday.
Well, to be quite honest, and I'm not trying to devalue the wins by a rookie goalie by any means, but getting out to a lead like they did on both games kind of helps that the jitters go away and the anxiousness, I would assume.
Definitely, because, yeah, if you're playing in a tie game or a 1-0 game, you have that pressure. You know, hey, the next goal I give up could cost us the game. Yeah. Where if you're up by 4 already, you have some play. You can be more aggressive coming out on the paint. And, yeah, definitely you can play. You don't have to stress as much. So, yeah, just playing more relaxed, like you said, definitely helps as a goalie. I played soccer as a goalie, and I know it helps when you have, when you have a lead. So,
and everything that I've seen, Kane's playing really well too.
He is, and we've come to expect this from him.
Kaner.
He is the top guy. He is Showtime. He's the guy who comes out and
Showtime. I love it.
Yeah, like that's what they call him, Showtime. Yeah, and he
really,
yeah, yeah, you never knew that.
No,
yeah, they call him Showtime.
I just call him Kaner.
Yeah, really? Well, yeah, I mean, I never that knew. Too. But
he's a man of many nicknames.
Many names. He's many earned names. Them all.
Many hats.
Yeah, he deserves them all.
Yeah, he's every year he's going to be expected to be the top goal scorer on the team, most likely. Definitely top in assists. Because honestly, some of his passes are more impressive than his goals.
The one he had yesterday was mighty, mighty nice.
Yeah, setting up one of Suter's goals.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful pass.
I just
yeah.
love watching that guy play. It's just like I swear he doesn't age.
Yeah.
He just plays phenomenal every year.
One of the biggest knocks on him throughout his career has been he lacks defensively, but he's been improving on the poke check, on the back check. He does come back and play defense. He used to not. He used to just stay up there. I didn't score. He'll
throw
slowly,
me the puck.
Yeah, slowly skate back. But he plays defense now. He is a full all around great talent.
Now, do you think that's because of maturity, or do you think that's because he has to with this team now?
A little bit of both. I think that part of it was he'd get knocked every off season. Hey, okay. you suck at defense. You can't play defense.
Dude.
Yeah, Taze is the best defensive player on the team, or defensive forward. And Kane has an ego. Kane wants to be the top player on the team at everything. And so he definitely wants that. And that's good. That's what you want from these guys is that, oh, you're calling me out on this weakness? Watch this. It won't be a weakness anymore.
I feel like this is a weird thing to bring up, that his maturity level, because I've noticed it's gained a lot more ever since that one scandal that turned out to be false happened.
The Buffalo incident?
Yeah. I've noticed ever since that, he's just been more...
He's never in the news for anything now.
Yeah. I think he learned from that. He doesn't want that bad publicity, and so he's not going to put himself in situations like that anymore. And a lot of that is, I think, the leadership on that team when that happened. That was during their cup runs and everything. Yeah. And so they had a lot of leaders on that team. Taze and Keith are still on the team, but guys like Marian Hossa, Joel Quenneville even, Coach Q, they had a lot of good leaders on that team.
Well, I guess my question to you, Brandon, is can they keep it up, or do you think this was a flash in the pan because it was Detroit?
It will be interesting to see because, like you said, it was Detroit who had won two games. They stole one against Columbus. But they've been outshot like crazy throughout the season. They're not a very good team. So it'll be fun to see. The Hawks play the Predators in Nashville tomorrow. And so Nashville has lost 3 straight also. So
there's
hope.
Yeah. it's at a point
where. A light
where,
at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. After winning their first two, they've lost now 3 straight. So this division, it really is anyone's game. It's 4 teams get in. The division has some good teams. It's got Tampa Bay in it. It's got the Ducks in it. So it has last year's Stanley Cup finalists, both of them in it.
Wow. Oh yeah, that's right. They reconfigured all the
due to COVID. They tried to eliminate travel, so they reconfigured all of the divisions.
I completely forgot about that. They have, Anaheim's in the same.
Yeah, they have both of them in this division. So it's going to be tough. I don't think they're going to win the division. I do think they can be competitive. personally, I still need to see more before I say they make the playoffs.
Okay. That's fair.
I won't say that they're necessarily going to get the top overall seed or top overall draft pick now, like I was saying before. They still might, but I do think they'll still get a probably top 10 draft pick. I do think there will be more wins or more losses than wins on the season, but it's just fun to see the young guys continue to develop, and that's what this season really is about.
Oh, yeah. We always love to see the Blackhawks do good because the Blackhawks have done so good to this city.
For sure.
Yeah, one more run for Taze and Kane.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Well, as promised, we did do a segment on the Blackhawks.
Woohoo!
And I feel by now everyone should just, all of our listeners should just know what's going
already
on.
Already.
It's right.
Yeah. If you have a team that is looking for a win, needs a win, just let us know. We'll call them out on the show. They'll win.
That's right.
But you know what we have coming up next?
Oh.
You're killing me, Smalls. Let us know what in sports made you scratch your head and say, "You're killing me, Smalls," on our Facebook and Twitter page at BlowTWhistle1, BlowTWhistle1. But first, let's hand it off to Brandon with a sports update.
Back to your home for sports, SportsTownChicago.com. Scoreboard update.
It's Brandon with your SportsTownChicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. Blackhawks sweep a two-game series against the Red Wings after a 6-2 win yesterday. They play the Predators tomorrow night at 7. And today they signed former goalie Scott Darling to a professional tryout agreement with the Rockford IceHogs. Bulls play the Celtics tonight at 8, making up a previously postponed game, but their game on Wednesday against the Grizzlies has now been postponed. NFL Conference Championships, Tampa Bay over Green Bay 31-26. After the game, quarterback Aaron Rodgers noted he is unsure of what's next for him.
A lot of guys' futures that are, uncertain, myself included. That's what's sad about most, getting this far. Obviously, there's going to be an end to it at some point, whether we make it past this one or not. But just the uncertainty is tough from the finality of it all.
In the AFC, Kansas City knocked off Buffalo 38-24. Baseball, MLB's Player Association rejected a deal today for a universal DH and expanded postseason, so there will not be a universal DH this season. College basketball, Illinois State lost to Valparaiso 70-66. Loyola Chicago beat Bradley 69-56. They play each other again tonight at 6. Also tonight at 6, Southern Illinois takes on Indiana State, and number 10 Texas Tech plays number 11 West Virginia at 8. This has been your SportsTownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com.
Killing me, Smalls!
That is right. It is your Killing Me, Smalls. Best segment of the show. I say it every time, but it's just so true.
It is our favorite segment.
It hasn't changed. It still is.
It never gets old. You know what? I hear from so many people about how much they love us just ranting. So, you know, if anyone out there has your Killing Me Smalls moments from the week, something that we don't touch on or just something that we do touch on but you just want to reiterate, where can they hit us up again there, Tyler?
At BlowTWhistle1, BlowTWhistle1 on our Facebook and Twitter page. Please let us know what you're saying. You're Killing Me Smalls. We'd love to hear from you guys.
All right, I'm about to make every Bears fan out there.
Yeah. Let's start off with you, David.
Like, happy, like pigs in mud happy. My You're Killing Me Smalls moment goes out to the one, the only, Aaron Rodgers. Dude, you had nothing but air and opportunity to run that ball into the end zone for a chance to get a two-point conversion and tie that ball game. For the love of all that is good in the world, I know you're getting older, but you can still run, bro. We've all seen it, dude. And for you relying on your arm and trying to fit it into a window instead of relying on your legs, Aaron Rodgers.
You're killing me, Smalls.
All right, Brandon, let's toss it over to you.
It didn't really kill me necessarily, but I'll give it out to my brother who's a Packers fan. And I know this killed all the Packers fans out there. Kevin King, at the end of the first half of that game, there's 5 seconds left on the clock. You can't let anyone behind you. It's essentially a Hail Mary. You cannot. I know you have to prevent from maybe a quick out, which is what I thought they'd try to do, a quick toss, step out of bounds, kick a shorter field goal. But you cannot, under any circumstance, in that situation, you cannot let a receiver get behind you. And he did. They scored a touchdown, and Green Bay is not going to play now until next season. So for all those Packers fans out there, I'll say it for you. Kevin King.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I love that. It's a big dig on the Packers, and I love it.
It was such a just under the radar kind of dig. I love it.
Well, mine kind of relates a little bit to what Brandon's was. I'm just going to talk about the whole NFC Championship game in general. I don't know about you guys, but I saw probably around 8 to 10 dropped passes.
At least.
By both teams. And I got to say, I mean, granted, it was really cold, and it's hard to catch a football in the cold. But the ones I'm about to talk about were so blatantly there to catch. Two by Mike Evans that clearly should have been caught. One was turned into an interception while Tampa Bay was marching down the field to just bring up the lead even more. And then, just to stick that knife in the Packers fans, another one by Lazard right in the end zone, right in the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Could have brought that lead a little less.
For sure.
And he dropped it. So, to all the players that dropped the easy passes, I am just going to have to tell you one little thing.
You're killing me, Smalls!
And that wraps it up for the You're Killing Me, Smalls segment, as much as we love it.
Wow, there was just a lot of Packer hate right there, man. Hey,
we didn't do well in the playoffs, so yeah. You're coming down with us.
Hey, I tried to make mine represent for the Packers fans.
He tried to stay neutral.
Yeah.
Tried to just
Oh, a quick little thing to just irk the Packers fans even more. At least the Bears beat the Bucks this season.
Wow. Well, I mean, you could also
Bears should be in the Super Bowl.
Well, not only that, but you could also go with the Aaron Rodgers and Rex Grossman have the same record in the NFC Championship.
Just let that sink in.
Let that one sink in.
Well, coming up, the Chicago Bears have finally found their defensive coordinator and some other rumors going around in the NFL, including Deshaun Watson, and there's another big-name player that could be finding a new home. We will tell you who that is here on Blow the Whistle.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Enter the world of a spy by bringing your friends to Safe House in Chicago. Safe House is a spy-themed bar and restaurant that is a perfect combination of interactive entertainment and great food. Just enter through the red door and whisper the password to the agent, and your mission begins. If you don't know the password, just complete a fun clearance test to prove you and your friends are not double agents. Safe House is not just about the adventure, though. The food is great, too. Be sure to try my favorite, the Mission Impossible Burger. It's a double bacon cheeseburger topped with onion rings and covered in a spicy ranch and jalapeno relish. Go to Safe House for the chance to follow the footsteps of your favorite spy. For more information, go to safehousechicago.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
High School Sports is here, and sportsonchicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois.
From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at sportsonchicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live.
Sportsonchicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights
in a league of our own.
Daddy, when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. About what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete are 1 in 16,000. Far-fetched? Maybe. But did you know the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166? That's right, 1 in 166. To learn the signs of autism, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Take that exit and get to the Southern Cafe, home of the Nasty Biscuit on Roselle Road in Roselle. Get over there and try the chicken fried chicken biscuit made with the Southern Cafe's house-made drop biscuit with buttermilk chicken fried chicken smothered in country gravy, topped with shredded cheddar and crumbled hickory smoked bacon. I always say that when you go to the Southern Cafe, you come out with two meals with the heaping amounts of food they serve you in every meal. I love to go to a place with outdoor seating. The Southern Cafe has a great outdoor seating area to help social distance, and I get to enjoy my breakfast outdoors. Open 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. to give you plenty of time to grab an amazing breakfast or lunch. Now get your butt over to the Southern Cafe on Roselle Road.
At the football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Hey guys, let me tell you about this amazing podcast I listen to every Monday to get my week started off on a positive note, called Monday Motivation with Hannah B, aka Skittles. We call her Skittles because she is so positive. Her topics include staying positive during COVID-19, coping with stress, spreading kindness, hard work pays off, and self-acceptance, plus so much more. It's available on radio.com and Spotify. Make sure to listen as it will leave you feeling nothing but positive vibes.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing your what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Fred Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000 as a host and sports anchor, and I am IMS.
Watson, he's got his receiver. Caught downfield by Brandon Crooks.
Nothing to protect Watson. Under a rush, he hits Brandon Cobb for the touchdown. Watson lofts it. Touchdown.
Empty for Watson. He's got time. He's going deep. Catch made. Will Fuller. Stafford fires, and it's caught inside the 25.
Yep, Stafford to throw again. Has time and open. At the 45, and still going across midfield is DJ Hockenson. Third and goal, Stafford fires. Caught. Touchdown. Stafford steps up and on the move, throws for the end zone. Touchdown.
That is right. I don't know if you guys picked up on that, but Stafford, which I think we're going to talk about first.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. It's intriguing, for sure.
Stafford wants out of Detroit. This could be interesting.
He and the Lions have come to an agreement. It's apparently mutual.
It's a mutual agreement. Mutually agreed
to part ways. So the Lions are going to start fielding offers, shopping offers, and listening in and see what they can get for him.
David, well, I had...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, you told me an interesting scenario or a team.
It went along with the lines of the mock draft thing that we had seen earlier, but Brandon had a really good, and I've heard a lot of this little chatter. And Brandon, where do you think he's going to end up? I'm going to throw it to Brandon first because I've got the oddball one that would, to me, make the most sense, but who knows if it'll happen.
So I think, and I've seen it around too, thrown out. I think the Colts are just a great fit for him. I think behind that offensive line and everything, he's not the most mobile of quarterback, but he's almost similar to a Phillip Rivers type. He's younger than the current Phillip Rivers, but he's almost like that San Diego / LA Phillip Rivers. You gotta throw that in there. Yeah. But he reminds me of that Phillip Rivers type, and that's what the Colts have gone with. They have the offensive line, they have the weapons, things that Matthew Stafford has never had. They had a defense. I think they made the playoffs this year. I think they are a good quarterback away from really making a run. Maybe they are in the AFC Championship next year with Stafford at quarterback.
I like that that spot for him. I think, like, I totally agree with you. I think Stafford there would set him up really nicely because, like you said, they have a phenomenal O-line and they got the weapons. And with the success they had with Rivers, and now you got a younger guy with Stafford, and he's got a cannon for an arm. I could see that happen. I would like to see that happen.
I think that's the most logical destination for him. I've got one that's super outside the box, but I love it.
Let's hear it, yeah.
I think Matthew Stafford would be an absolute perfect fit. If the rumors are true, mind you, because we still haven't heard. New Orleans.
Yeah.
It just makes so much sense.
It really does, because I don't think that Sean Payton has that faith in Taysom Hill to be this rolling with the starting quarterback the whole season.
My personal opinion is I haven't seen enough of him throwing the ball.
No, 100%.
I have not seen enough of him throw. And he was average to above average in the two starts that he had this year. I know he had
two or three. Yeah.
He did the job.
He
got the job done. But here's the thing, you've got an elite quarterback. Well, one of two elite quarterbacks out there. The Saints are giving up anything to get Deshaun, and that's just a fact. They're not going to pay that.
They
price.
Can't afford him.
Yeah,
they're right. Up against the cap. They have the worst cap situation in the league right now.
But, is that really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But
they're already
I'm
over
not surprised,
the cap.
I want to say Stafford's contract was front heavy in the last couple years that he's coming into are doable. Mm-hmm. That being said, and he'd probably reconstruct. restructure his contract if New Orleans like we want you here. What? Just the same with the whole Sam Darnold situation. If things go the way they go in some of the mock draft trades that are talking about Deshaun, and we'll get to Deshaun in a second, but like, no, I do not want to hand the ball off and throw the ball to Alvin Kamara or have Michael Thomas as my number one.
That'd be wide silly.
Why would I want to go there?
Yeah.
That's just crazy. Matthew Stafford at New Orleans just makes a lot of sense.
A team that I heard that's interesting, but I'm kind of shocked about, they say that the 49ers would be one of the best fits for him.
They're done with Garoppolo.
Oh, no, without a doubt. I knew they're going to move on from Garoppolo and get another quarterback.
They're a run heavy play action pass team, which Stafford would thrive in. I just don't know if it's as good a fit as Indy or New Orleans.
I like those two.
I'm salivating at the fact that he could go to New Orleans, although it would be, I would cry a little inside because they are in the same division
as Atlanta.
And I'm, no, not again, no.
It'd be like a mix of tears of joy and tears of sadness.
Well, you root for Stafford. He's been such an elite quarterback for so long and been on such horrible, and I mean horrible teams. It's the Barry Sanders thing all over again for that poor guy.
Yeah.
But that being said,
the other quarterback, Deshaun Watson, which we talked about on Friday, but I just heard something. He came out with his preferred teams. Number one, his first, New York Jets, and his second, Miami Dolphins.
Explain the New York Jets one to me, Brandon.
He likes their new head coach. He likes Robert Saleh, the former 49ers defensive coordinator. He wanted from everything that I've heard, he wanted the Texans to interview Saleh. They didn't. They moved on, and he was mad about that. He then also said he wanted Eric Bieniemy.
Well, but there's rumors going around that it's Bieniemy's job. And they just haven't pulled the trigger because look where Kansas City's at again.
Yeah. But what I've heard from some sources, though, it doesn't matter at this point.
From what I've heard,
Watson wants out. It doesn't matter if they hire Bieniemy or not. At this point, he's fed up with them. He wants out. I don't know if that's true, but from all I've heard, it seems like he is on his way out.
Well,
and
from what I've been hearing, Jets. It sounds like he's totally done, and he's ready to start somewhere new.
Well, here's the thing. If they're going to pull that trigger, they might as well pull the trigger on the whole freaking team. JJ needs to go, too.
JJ wants yeah. out, too.
JJ, I think JJ's fed up as well.
I've honestly been thinking that JJ,
JJ I know,
to go a long
I know
time
where,
ago.
I know where JJ's going to want to go.
Pittsburgh.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
That would be really cool to see. That would be really cool.
As Pittsburgh being my second favorite team in the NFL, I would be doing a Brandon Happy Happy Joy Joy dance in the corner if he went to Pittsburgh. That line would be unreal at Pittsburgh. But that being said, I still have this weird feeling that some team that nobody's talking about is going to come out of nowhere and just offer the farm.
Chicago Bears.
it makes too much sense for Chicago to do it.
Well, because since both Nagy and Pace are on the hot seat, they need to make something happen.
Yeah.
Everybody in that organization's in the hot seat.
Well, yeah, they got to make something happen.
Yeah, everyone knows the Bears need a new quarterback, but the biggest thing, and we touched on it last week, Deshaun Watson has all the leverage here. The Texans do not have leverage because he has a full no-trade clause.
Yeah.
They could have a perfect package in place, and he could say, I'm not going there.
What do you think it is scrapped. About? Well, his number two team was Miami, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
I could see a little reasonable.
Do you think that's just weather?
And young talent.
The Dolphins had a successful year last year. They went 10-6.
Offensively, they have some skill.
Yeah. They have a good team.
Number one, and above all, they probably have the best young tight end in the NFL in Gesicki from Penn State.
Oh.
Shout out. But some of the catches he made this year were unbelievable. Now, if you're the Miami Dolphins, do you throw Tua into that trade package?
You would have to.
Yeah, if you make that trade, I think you have to.
Yeah.
They've said all the right things so far. Miami has said Tua is our quarterback. When all these trade rumors started coming out, they said it's Tua. We're not drafting someone new. We're not doing any of that. So they've said they say they're sticking with Tua, but if Deshaun Watson Jets deal can't work out and Deshaun Watson is saying, I want to come to Miami.
I'm sorry.
Are you really going to say no?
I'm sorry. Unless it's Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers, your elite status quarterbacks,
then you
there shouldn't be a team out there that isn't going, all right, what's it going to take to get Deshaun on our team? For the love of God, what's it going to take?
Yeah, and even Ben and Aaron, but Rodgers and Roethlisberger, they're old now, so you can move on from them at this point.
And in the Texans situation, it would make sense because they're like,
burn it down and build it back
up. So bring in a new quarterback, and at least this way, they're not losing.
And I mean, your former...
They're not
your former coach is
they're getting
now
a good quarterback still.
Your former coach is now the offensive coordinator of Alabama. So, I mean,
yeah.
That talk about a situation where you just win. You lose your job with the Houston Texans in the NFL and Nick Saban comes talking to you. Hey, how'd you feel about becoming the offensive coordinator of Alabama? Let me think about that for 1 second.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
please.
And real quick before we do run out of time, the Bears made a hire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Defensive coordinator.
They listened to us.
I don't want to say shocked, but I don't know much about the guy, but we sat around and talked today and he's getting nothing but praise from former players.
Defensive coach Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Brandon brought up a great point. How long has he been with the Bears?
Yeah, I believe it was 2013. He was actually hired during the Mark Trestman era. So he has survived Trestman. He survived John Fox. And now he's here with Nagy. He started off, I believe, as a quality insurance coach assurance coach. And he's just worked his way up the ladder slowly and surely.
That's awesome.
And yeah,
it says something to the gentleman's character for sure. If they kept him around through all those regimes, so
I wish nothing but success on this guy. Let's
see if he brings some Fangio back into.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, from what I've heard, his scheme mimics Brandon Staley, who just got hired as a head coach of the Chargers. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what he has, and I look forward to seeing how he does with this defense.
Let's go, Bears!
Let's do it. Well, unfortunately, guys, that ends our show for today.
Wah, wah, wah.
I know, sad emoji face.
Let me throw out real quick, just because the weather outside is about to get really frightful.
Yes.
Everybody out there, be safe, drive safe, be smart. If you don't have anywhere really to go tonight, just stay home, watch some reruns of something, Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill.
And just be safe.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you need something to do, hey, all of our shows are now on Anchor and Spotify. Go ahead and give
Brandon!
It a listen.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, catch up on any of the shows that you missed or anything, and be sure to like us on Facebook and Twitter at BlowTWhistle1.
And that is a wrap. I'm Tyler.
I'm Brandon.
I'm David.
This was Blow the Whistle.
High School Sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois.
From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsOnChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live.
SportsOnChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in a league of our own.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach her.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you? Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who worked night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It wouldn't be high school sports without the athletes, the fans, but it also wouldn't be high school sports without the officials. The IHSA is looking for officials in all sports. Officiating is a great way to stay involved with the sport you love. Above all, it's a great way to do something positive for your community. To learn how you can get involved and become a licensed IHSA official, call 309-663-6377. That's 309-663-6377. Or visit us on the web at ihsa.org. Stay in the
game. Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Be on TV, be on radio, beonair.com.